Career-driven individuals, ready to unlock your potential? Discover William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Our classes are tailored for the working professional. Attend class on your terms with our online sessions and choose from various start dates throughout the year. Dive into a curriculum designed for success. Every class is a stepping stone that takes you closer to your career goals. Take one or more classes. It's in your hands. Elevate your career with William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Dive deeper at williampeace.info/SPS. Your journey begins here.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Big game in Wake Forest and Winston-Salem this weekend. Your NC State Wolfpack.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Forget it. I don't want to talk about them just yet. Hold on.
Okay.
Did you see the Pitt game?
I did not.
Yes, I saw the end of it. You saw the Pitt game? Mm-hmm. That was good.
Who won the game?
Pitt.
Yes.
Beat Miami,
yes.
I'm telling you, man, don't sleep on Pitt.
But they were down.
They come to Chapel Hill Wednesday, by the way.
I think it was seven. With like 2 minutes to
two
go.
I was going to say, two minutes.
Did the big boy, who showed up? Either Burden? The
guy All of them.
Okay. The guy from Charlotte. Or the big boy. But he can shoot that thing, though. The one that had the headband all of it. He can shoot that ball. I can't remember his name.
I said, shout out to Pitt.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Where was the game?
It was in Pitt.
In Pitt.
Okay. Yeah. That's a big win for them. I mean,
great game.
They're playing a lot better than people thought they would. I mean, they could mess around with the tournament this year.
Yeah. I was just like, wow. I mean, I think they're third in it.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They were 7-8-3 or 7-3, something like that.
I said, what?
Yeah.
Right there in the last 2 minutes, they came back and
like,
just shut Miami down.
But look, Miami, they're gonna kick themselves because they had that game in the bag. And they just let it slip away. Like, oh, well. I'm like, okay.
Defense, they took the ball a couple times down under the basket.
Yep.
Pitt did.
It was odd though.
Right now, but they number three.
Yeah, they are three. Okay.
ACC, yeah.
So they're three in the ACC.
Eight and three in the conference.
Shout out to them Clemson Tigers being number one.
They should have went down. Well, I didn't see the Florida State game, but they won by 1 point against Florida State.
Yeah, I didn't see that game.
They had to rely on an and one basket.
Yeah.
To win.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drive to the basket, foul, and then clutch free throw to put him up by one.
Okay.
Oh, Reb Lenning need to.
Yeah, Lenning may be here. He may be taking over James Mitchell.
Well, he'll be in town Wednesday because that's the Wolfpack's next game.
Oh, yeah?
Lenning's in town Wednesday?
Yep.
You want us to call him? Get him on and talk to you? You want to talk to him?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, we'll call him.
So Wednesday, Carolina's playing. When is Duke playing?
Duke plays Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
Shout out to Van, by the way.
Big week.
Yeah.
That's right, you're going to the game.
For hooking me up with some tickets. Yeah. Me and my mom.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
My mom hasn't been to a Duke basketball game since she was in middle school.
Oh, that's cool. That's so cool. That's cool.
Yep. Wait a minute. Your mom's a Duke fan?
So our church back home in Kinston, when she was in youth group, they used to go up there every year for the blue and white football game.
Yeah.
And back in the day, they would also do the blue and white basketball scrimmage on the same day. So it kind of just came with just going up there.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't got to apologize. She's smart. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she knows. I mean, look. She bought those cookies. She bought those cookies.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? She's smart. She bought those cookies. But, I was really the Pitt game and the Florida State game kind of like made me go, I don't know. ACC maybe. Look, ACC tournament this year. Where's it going to be this year? We back in New York?
Greensboro.
Oh, good. So we can go.
Yep.
This is
going to
be good.
I ain't going to New York. I told you. I ain't never paying $15 for a hot dog. I refuse to do that.
Man, if you look at
that's against the law.
If you look at the standings right now, I mean, Clemson's like number one.
Right.
And you're looking at Duke and Miami like 6th and 7th.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But where's Pitt?
Pitt is three.
Three.
Okay.
Where's North Carolina at?
Four.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, because I know State just bumped up to 5th.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Duke's at.
Yeah, 5th. You're right. Mm-hmm. Duke's at 7.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
But think about it. Just to forget about the standings.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this tournament.
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
This ACC tournament this year.
Gonna be crazy.
Matter of fact, is this the last year for Greensboro?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
This is the last one.
Wow.
I think we go to Charlotte. Is this the last year? I think you're right.
It may be the last year for Greensboro. Because they're moving to headquarters already. So.
I want to say it starts in Charlotte next year. Because it goes to New York every 4 years, if I'm not mistaken.
They're going to play in Greensboro again, though. I never heard they were going to play in Greensboro. I know they moved to Charlotte for the headquarters. But They'll be back in probably 3 years or so in Greensboro.
I hope so.
Where's where they go? They're going to be in Charlotte. They're going to be in New York. They're going to be in D.C.
Yep, then that's it.
Atlanta.
No, Atlanta. Atlanta's not on the schedule.
Yeah, so they'll be back in 3 or 4 years in Greensboro. But this is the time for us to go. So
yeah, this is going to be an awesome
We'll be there.
Time.
And you'll be at the women.
Mm-hmm. Women's tournament. Yeah. Okay.
And by the way, we haven't mentioned Virginia, who's number two. in the cup. I mean, it's going to be tough this year. I'm serious.
It's going to be a fun tournament.
Carolina just had a 1-1 with Virginia this year, right?
Yeah.
So
Duke still has to go play them in Charlottesville.
Yep. Yeah.
State will go to Charlottesville to play them.
Yep.
Wow. Tell you what, I don't mean to say this in a bad way, but there's Tuesday night games, the throwaway games. They actually might be some pretty decent games this year.
Except for tomorrow night, because who does Duke play tomorrow night?
Wake Forest.
Ooh, I don't know.
Wake Forest coming off the loss.
I had to think about it. I thought it maybe been Louisville or something like that, but no, Wake Forest.
Think about this.
Yeah.
The weakest one we can find right now is Florida State.
In Louisville.
Yeah.
In Louisville.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. In Louisville, you know.
They're
scratch down your bingo card.
Right.
But think about this.
What?
For the Pac, this is the best January they've had since 2018.
Six and one.
That sounds about right.
But I tell you, though, they
just the most complete team, the healthiest team he's had.
So that's good news. Good news for State fans.
Was Coach Keith there? He wasn't there.
Not in 18, no.
This is his best team.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, he was.
Was he
in 18?
In 18?
Yeah, because he beat Duke that year. He beat Carolina on the road.
Okay, right.
Damn, I'm getting old.
Really? Okay, yeah, you know. Facts don't matter on this show. We just talk about it. But anyway.
We'll eventually get you the facts.
Yeah, we'll get to it. But yeah.
We'll throw it out there. That's how we get there. We deep dive.
But what I like about this team, they got a good inside outside. And they got a playmaker. Two playmakers. So, I mean, on the outside.
I think the only thing keeping his team from being damn near undefeated in the conference is perimeter defense.
The defense.
What about depth
and unnecessary fouls?
Do they have a bench? Do they have a bench?
No, not deep enough.
Yeah, I think that's going to be their
Achilles heel. How deep can most teams go though? Most teams can't go that deep. You guys are the only ones.
Carolina go 10.
Yeah, Carolina's the only ones that could go really deep. Florida State could until we found out that the ones that he was going to
can't play.
The past two games, Horchick has been warming up, so he's starting to fill
out. That's a big guy.
Yeah, that was a big guy that went down against Coppin State, and then I think it's Jack Clark, the other player. He's been injured.
Your name Jack Clark? I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not sure.
Jack Clark, Joe Lewis.
Now y'all messing with his name.
How old is he? 35? Jack Clark, really?
401k.
He's a grad student.
I knew he had to do that. I knew he was no freshman named Jack Clark.
Well, at some point, he was 20, and his name was Jack Clark.
Let me tell you something.
I mean, really? Jack Clark?
Look, hey, look.
That's
how that's
assessment.
He was a little Jack.
He must be a junior.
You Jack Junior.
I hope he's a Jack Clark the second.
Jack Junior.
What's wrong with that name?
It's just.
He's old.
Coming to get. It's real old. Man, Jack Clark played for them.
You remember Jack Junior?
You're making it sound like he's in the starting lineup that need to be playing the Durham Bulls.
Not the Durham Bulls, the
Chicago Bulls.
Yeah,
intro.
Right. Jack Clark.
What? Coming up next. Coming up. And
starting
now we get guard, ready to call
number five.
Kevin McClendon. Does that sound like a young name?
I mean, no.
When you were in college?
He sounded like a CEO.
He played with Kareem, or somebody for the Lakers back in the 70s or something. Start a lot of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jack Clark, and the rest of the group. I mean, it's just an old name. That's all I'm saying. Jack
Clark.
What
about Earl Reese?
That's
when
not
you
old.
Were when you were in
that's not old.
Playing ball.
Earl sounds like a lot newer than Jack. Jack Clark. Okay, I'm sorry. We digress, man. I'm sorry, man.
Talk about that man's name.
You talking about some anonymous name? Graham, Kevin, Pam. In your
own. Yeah. How's that for a bunch?
Hey, like, what the hell is that, a law firm?
The firm.
Like, who are they?
Yeah. As opposed to Jack Clark.
Look, okay. Put it this way. When you hear those names, you don't say, can you call Rihanna for me?
Not at all.
No.
EGKP.
Can you call Elvis?
EGKP
for me.
She's not in the Rolodex. I can tell you that.
Elvis in the Rolodex.
Hey, by the way, man, got to call you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to him this weekend.
Yeah, he got to her. He was in town. I didn't even think about asking him to come on today, but he said he's leaving today.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come by last night that we left, did he?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
Go.
Yeah. Me too. What, pal? Why are you looking at us like that?
Y'all didn't tell me.
Well, what you gonna do with
it? Yeah.
Come hang out with y'all.
Oh. So wait a minute. So we have to get a star.
Yeah.
For you to say, oh, okay, yeah, I think I can,
I'll
I think
right
I'm available.
There. Yeah, okay. Okay. I was already dressed.
That's exactly why you didn't get the
call.
That's
exactly right.
That's exactly why you didn't get the
call. Keep waiting on that call, okay?
Keep waiting.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Career-driven individuals, ready to unlock your potential? Discover William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Our classes are tailored for the working professional. Attend class on your terms with our online sessions and choose from various start dates throughout the year. Dive into a curriculum designed for success. Every class is a stepping stone that takes you closer to your career goals. Take one or more classes. It's in your hands. Elevate your career with William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Dive deeper at williampeace.info/SPS. Your journey begins here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.